Themis is, I initially prepared a shiur on Ribbis beating Halach and Agada off my brother's Chosh V'Sefer, Gradlan Rabbi Singer Stender, Gavaldik Sefer. But then Rav Zimmerman spoke today in the Kehillah Binyan Ribbis. I figured, all right, you don't need Nach Ribbis. And then, Bashgacha, last night, my Chavir Shia Ludner asked me, oh, you're speaking tomorrow. Are you going to say something over for Ramesh Shapiro Zitzal? And then, I chopped that sitter. I turned to Noach Furman, who's also a Stickel Talmud. I'm like, isn't Ramesh's yard site around Asar Batavis? And Ramesh's yard site is Asar Batavis. So, the Eber, I'm going to speak a little bit about Ramesh Shapiro. My Shaykh is with him, Ani Akatan, as well as a Stickel of a small, not even a tipa of his insights into Asar Batavis. The little I'm going to say over from him is mamish like the first page of, like, you know, those pamphlets that they used to put out, like literally the first page or two. And it goes much deeper. I mean, I think the share you can find online is like an hour and a half. This is literally the first couple of minutes. I'm jumping a little on what I want to say, but like, one of the things we saw by Ramesh Zitzal was that literally everything, it literally like had Kol Terakul in front of him. And he would start with the Vart. I remember with Slichus and Asar Batavis. He would start with the Vart and in understanding some of the Vart in Slichus and Asar Batavis. And then he would like say a Zayar. I'm not exaggerating. That's what he said on Asar Batavis. He would say a Zayar, then a Tikune Zayar, then a Sevi Yitzira, then a Birei Agra, and then a Maral, and then like, just to build the Vart, and then he would come back with the same Vart Be'etzim he started off with, but just, you'd think, okay, just Fatayt Slichus, but like, because everything was really one, everything was like fitting in the mouth like a glove. I remember before I went to learn, very much, I was learning Psek, and when I went there, it's also, I decided to go there, with a couple of cover, it was a couple of Psek cover, couple of chaver from Rishon Befival, who was then a Torah Tamima still, and a few other chaver that from different yeshivas. I remember speaking to Rav Meir Stern about going. I remember Rav Meir said, like, you have to understand, his mom is a gadol. Like, his mom is a gadol to learn by. And I know the Olam, he told us this many times. I know he's known for his machshava, his tifgat in machshava and morals. He told us many, many times, me personally and the Olam as well. Many, many times, he said, in a velt, where no one thinks at all, I play on the word with machshava, where no one thinks at all, people think, ich bin a grace about machshava. But I'm telling you, ich red dvarm pshutim, he used to tell us. I say mamish pshutim. His edim told us that he would never say it like that, but his edim used to tell us that really, that he held he's a bigger lamda than the baal machshava. But, you know, lamdanu could be a dime a dozen. But, so the elm wasn't running after him. Rebelli Bey told the chaver of mine, that he was a bigger Betzim, a bigger Lamdan, but not to minimize, but he doesn't say Dvarim Pshutim by Machshava. So let's listen, even though he said he's saying Dvarim Pshutim by Machshava, it's not Dvarim Pshutim by Machshava, but he talked was a Gain of Lamdan. Grather, he used to tell us not to go to his Machshava Shurim. A couple of cover from Yeshiva, myself included, we used to go to his Big Thursday night Shir, but really, he used to tell us not to go. He said, you're a Pasha, a Bacher, not Pasha, simple. He built us up like crazy. But a Bacher is seeing and learning, well, you don't need to run to Machshava. You get older, you're out of town, no. You get older, you know, he says, I'm for Bali Tshuva, you get older, people need it. But you're a Bacher, you're 21 years old, what are you running to Machshava? Still learn, so Tyson, what are you learning? But we used to go. I'm being recorded, so I can't say all the stories I want to say, but. He one time saw me there, and he didn't really appreciate it, and he started pulling, without turning around, he started pulling my ear down to the floor, and everyone was like, wow, who's this guy that the Ramesh is pulling his ear down? And they just walked away. That was the Musser. The time I spent learning by him, it was a really indescribable experience. First of all, there would be like Gedolim, Mamash Gedolim, that would fly in, Still a hate We're a small yeshiva. Like, so there would be Gdolim and Rabbanim flying in from all over the world to come speak to them, still, hey, quiet. No one knew they were in America. Like, if I had a picture like the Ted Amadi, it would be like big news. They'd come and have their quick appointment and just get on a plane and fly back to England and America. It was like, it was, and he used to meet in yeshiva. He was by us. Perhaps he was by us most of the first day there in Shir. Not shy experience. The Bikiyas, the Lundis, the Asmoda, it was really something that opened our eyes to a tremendous she'iva for godless. To really, like, everything has to make sense. Everything does make sense. Torah is grace. Just sit and learn and just learn everything. Like, a tremendous drive to just sit and learn and learn, like, everything. His wife told us that even Shana Rishana, he hardly slept in bed. He was always learning. He had by the table, he was always learning. One time I remember I wanted to speak to him about a personal Indian. So I asked if I could come over to the Rishiva's house and speak to him privately. He's like, yeah. So I'm like, okay, when's a good time? So he used to give, like, shiurim all over, like, his tires cut here, the shiurim there, like, literally 100 shiurim. So he says, okay, today, I'm there. Okay, I get home about 1. I still remember, this is one of the, I get home about 1. So you can come at 3. I get home 1 a.m., come at 3. So I said, okay, if she wants me to come at 3, I can come at 3. But why can't I just come at 1? She goes, what do you mean? I have to learn also. Like, the mom was like, hit me, like, you have to learn also. You all spent the whole day learning. You have to learn. But David was puzzled. He wasn't trying to, like, show me, like, no, don't worry, I still learn. David was ramp shoot him. Then he's like, chav. Oh, you mean it's easy for you to come at 1? Okay, fine. Come at 1. We'll smooth at 1. So I taught, whatever, which I taught, he did. And just, like, the way he would talk, and it was really a not shy experience. As great as he was, he still had a very individualistic cook on everybody, on everything. I got a couple examples. Again, we're not such a big yeshiva, and we don't always cop the yeshivas of learning with the Rosh Shapiro. But for example, when most of us came time to going to back to America, this is like an example. It was not a cookie cutter standard answer type of mahal. There were a chaver who he said, yeah, you should go to Lakewood. Then there were a chaver who miayas said you should specifically not go to Lakewood. Knowing the wasn't a pro Lakewood athlete, he felt for it. Certain people would stag better there, certain people would stag better not there. Each person had what he felt was matim for him. Now, if you want to know what he said to me, I'm happy to share, which I rather did not remember. Well, he told me that David Akiva came to Lakewood, go to Lakewood, but not a par yard, you have to go out of town. You need that out of town. So I glad didn't remember he told that to me till when I went to speak to him before I went out of town, late 90s. And when I told him, I'm talking going out of town, he goes, oh, like I said, like I told you. I'm like, oh, talk, I remember. The Meidach Yisa, he also was not, he saw the needs across the board. I remember a few years back, I was speaking to I guess it sounds really cool, but I was speaking to Rav Moshe Wolfson's almana, and she told me, I told her I learned by my Shmiro, so the, smart man. So she said, like, one of the unique things about Rav Moshe Shapiro was, there wasn't like a one thing you have to do. You have to, you have to build besiftas, you have to build yeshivas, you have to deal with, kids at risk, kids in brisk. Everything was different people, different things. There were some people. I remember someone told me that Ramesh encouraged him to start a very yeshivish yeshiva, a yeshivish yeshiva, for Shvach HaBachim. And someone else he told me that Ramesh encouraged him to start a Lundish yeshiva for Bali Tshuva. And someone else started a learn with Bali Tshuva, stick to Machshava, stay away from Lundis. In other words, there wasn't a one answer for everything. Every person, every situation needed a different key and a different thing to be done. I can say one more ma'isa, and then I want to get to Stiglvart. I remember that first Yom Kippur, and I could have shared this with some of you. I remember that first Yom Kippur, Davin Musaf. When it came time to the Avodah, so okay, everyone knows the Avodah. Yeah, I'm not going to start singing. You know, everyone has the same Nusach. Okay, tells the under the Nusach. But the same Nusach, you go up, you go down, you know, keeps you up a little, you know, by that time of the day, you're tired. But the Avodah is the Avodah. I can't describe what the Nekuda was, but he was Chazan. And I still remember when I think about it, when I try to remember now during that Avodah, I try to remember that feeling. Where mom is shaking. I can't describe it. There was something about the way he was davening. I never had this experience before. Where mom is sittering. Where mom is like, I don't know, the way he was saying it, the way he looked, the noise, the speech, the notes. I don't know what it was. But where mom is shaking. We're like, this is not Avodah Yom Kippur. Your mom has felt, as much as possible, that your mom has felt like you were with the Kohen Gadol, with Nai, with Nim. Like, your mom has felt Yom Kippur, that way Yom Kippur, where your mom is like sweating. You're dominating like not shy. Now, at first I thought it was me, some of the other Kevra. Next year, when we asked again, Zushir is going to, you know, first, I mean, he didn't live close to Yeshiva, he lived in Bayit Vegan. Yeshiva was in Mekar Baruch. You know, that end, the other end of Gula, near where Rabbi Shua lives. But, so it's a far walk. So, yeah, is the Shua going to be with some Kippur? He goes, yeah, Vada. So, yeah, is the Shua going to dive at Musaf? And he says, no, Kenneth, it was too much for me. It was too much. I'm like, oh, wow, we were right, Taka. Taka was something. And again, that hergish, that, like, tapping into a different reality was something that again, like I wish I could call myself a Talmud, but it's something that besides Shreddy Tifkeit, Machshava, as creative as he was, there's always a Shiba to Vashtet in a not Shayach way, but that Sheiva to really have everything Arois Klar is something that we try to take on. And as Yart said, it is Asar B'Tavis, is the Neshama should be a continued meditation, a Chizuk. You can say amen, but I'm not done yet. Okay, we know Asar B'Tavis is coming. And as we see in the Slichos, and we know, 3 days of Chesha, Ches, Tes, and Yud Tavis were 3 days of darkness. We know on Ches Tavis was the 72 Zekanim were put separately into different rooms, and they translated the Torah into what's called as the Septuagint. Agav, everyone makes the Shor make a big deal that there are 13 changes. Eschatai and Imaski, even though this is recorded a few years back, I actually went through the Septuagint on a weekly basis, and I actually found many, many other things that were corrected to make it look good to Talmai, and I even had a chesed of like what, you know, why and what, but. So I think there were more than 13, but as we'll see, I'll bring out in a few moments. Could be it's not accurate. But we know that was considered a day of Chayshach. And again, the obvious question: what's so bad? Everyone always asks. You've been hearing the smooth since you're in high school. What's so bad? Translating the Torah to Greek. Agav, I want to make the kasha even stronger. You may not know this, but there was actually a tremendous Jewish population and living in Alexandria at that time, who were taka mufka from learning. They were taka very pretty secular, they were traditional, very secular. They really had no shyness to learning. But after the Septuagint, there was actually documented increase in their learning. But Chazal still called it a day of Chayshach, so why? On Tes Tavis, Ezra Sefer was Nifter, and you know, Asar B'Tavis, Nebuchadnezzar Arasa, set siege to Jerusalem. We know, everyone knows again, that if the Be'ez, synthesis Be'ez Bayam is there, if the Asar B'Tavis is full out on Shabbos, we would even fast on Shabbos, right? From the few days, if it falls on a Friday, we fast on a Friday. But even full out on Shabbos, we full out on Shabbos. What's the pshat? Tisha B'Av the lane we push off. The biggest tainus for the Korban we push off Why a Sefer Teves not? Now, the Pashup Shot, which most answers give, is that because the Bezmin is the Aschol, and the Aschol is the most important. But the Rebbe Yishai didn't like that Nekuda. He felt that although the Aschol still, I don't remember exactly why, but he felt that there was a little bit more to it than that. So, obviously, a famous theme is that obviously nothing is coincidence. You have three, sad days, catastrophic days in a row, so nothing is a coincidence. Obviously, these are days of Cheshach. But what's the Tzadah Shava between all these things? And again, what was so bad about the translation to Greek? Pumped Ezra died at this time. Ezra? Quote in Tarif by a nice Imre Sefer, who Ezra Sefer. What's the Pumped Ezra right now, like on this, of all the days, it was Nifter now? And again, the other question, the famous question, is about why, even if it's on Shabbos, we would fast. So like I said, really the Teretz, like I said, this is like the first, like I wouldn't even say it's B'shmoy Batsim, except for the fact that's where I initially heard the Vart. But again, it goes much deeper. You can look to Shurim online or the Svarim. It goes mamish, like I said, I wasn't joking, the Zayir, the Kunei Zayir, like very deep stuff. But again, it's also late. I like ending on time. So why did the Titus follows? If it will be strictly Zechel Chorban, then we would push it off. But these, we know, is well known, that during the first Beis Hamikdash, it was really Irish Olam. I know even the second Beis Hamikdash, but we know the first Beis Hamikdash had all the extra Nisim, all the many miracles it was able to see. First of all, also, it was under Yiddish sovereignty. We weren't Meshubat any of the non-Jewish governments. It was a real Irish Olam. All that stopped, not just began for the Korban, the R stopped once Nebuchadnezzar surrounded, set siege to the walls. That stopped the R, because till then it was an untouchable. They were doing Averis, but this was the Beis Hamikdash. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. It was untouchable. It was R, literally R. When Nebuchadnezzar demonstrated that he could set siege, that R was gone. It's not a din in the Korban. If it'll be a din in the Korban, we can push off the Tainus. But it's Yemei Chayshach. It's Be'etzem. These days are Be'etzem Chayshach. The same way Milo on Shabbos, Be'etzem, this is the Yom Ches, has to be Milo. These are Be'etzem Yemei Chayshach. These 3 days are Be'etzem Yemei Chayshach. Therefore, even if it'll be on Shabbos, we have to fast. Because this demonstrates the Chayshach. The Beis Hamikdash wasn't destroyed yet. And yes, it's the Aschal, but this is where the Chayshach began. That's why Ezra, who was responsible for bringing back Klai Yisrael to Yerushalayim for Bayis Sheni, and when he was Nifter, so again, what little R was left by bringing Klai Yisrael back for Binyan Bayis Sheni, when he was Nifter, Nachamal Chayshach, Nachamal darkness, his mom is, the R is not just an Avela, it's not just a Chorban, it's the R. That connection that we have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the R was eradicated, was blackened, was done. What was the Korban, and this is still mine, what was the so bad about translating the Torah into Greek? Let me explain to you. And again, I've said this over to a few people, and it's Emes Digavart, although it's not as commonly heard. And like I said, Chazal in their infinite Chachma knew, even though more people started learning, but Chazal recognized that's mamish a horrible thing. Why? Because do you know what happened? Once the Torah was translated into Greek, then it was open. Then what happened? I told you before, I looked in the Septuagint and there I found more things that were switched. You know why it wasn't added? Well, maybe it's true, maybe it's not. Because anyone could add it. Literally, there's countless translations of what was done. Because once it was translated into Greek, it's open form. Anyone can add and translate what they want. You don't understand what the Korban of translating Torah into Greek did. It let, I don't know if you're familiar, if anyone who looks at Sepharia, if you know what that is, they have, Sepharia has it, because it's not, whatever, Apocrypha. No, those are the things, you know, if you heard of these things, if not, I ask to be able to lift. But these are Jubilees, Maccabees, Baruch, these things, all of a sudden they're there. How'd they get there? They're not Tanakh. Tanakh is a Dover Masuim, but how are these things in the Septuagint, in what could be called the Greek Bible? Because once it was translated, open forum. The Gunson New Testament only got in, only made headway, because it was already open translation. People were able to add things to the Heil de Tanakh. So you're right, that week, or that year, there was a lot of learning in Alexandria. Gevaldik. But the Korban was irreplaceable. The Choshech that came about because the Torah was translated to Greek, that opened the floodgate for endless Korbanos, which we deal with today. Kfira, Kivrim, the challenges that people have, the questions, all are because of that. Because it was translated to Greek. There's no bigger Choshech. Now what happened at that tshuva, and people didn't realize. People thought, oh, it was a great thing. Lahavdil elf alvei avdalis from Heidegger English translation. You can't even say the same thing. It's rochak bezel zeh. That was an act that literally opened the gates to Choshech and Kfira, to literally all the new and apocrypha and these things are some things are mamish like a lot like against psukim, and a guy could think it's mamish part of Tanakh. It's shreklich. You shouldn't know from these things. But all that came from the Choshech of Ches Tevis, because again, we're not just mourning the Korban. We'll be mourning the Korban. We can push it off. But these are be'etzim yimei Choshech, and the fact that. Ramesh Shapiro was nifter on Asar B'Teves. It's not for me to say, but obviously, for many of us, again, what a Choshech to the Welt. May we all be Zeicha to the Eir of Teira, Kidua, like Bava Ben Buta told her this. Eir Yisraelim, Tamidei Chachamim, we can be Misakein, the Eir Yisraelim, Enlechel, Da'am, Shalavah, Baruch Hashem, we all have that here. We continue to bring the art to the world. I'd be as good as said to come here via main. Thank you.